I'm excited to give this lesson. I have kind of just went over everything, and then you had the invitation prepared for me, and so I thank you. So tonight, the topic that we're going to be talking about is giving praise to His power. I'm not going to do exactly the same format I did last time. I read all the verses last time, and I went through and looked at every single verse, and I'm not going to do that this time. We have a very long one, Isaiah. So I'm not going to deal with that. I'm going to just do more of a talk. So we all know that God is powerful. We all know it. It's very true. God created us. He created this earth. But I'm going to start out with Psalm. And I'm going to start in Psalm because that's the first verse we had tonight. So, in Psalm 69, starting in verse 20, this is a Psalm of David, and it is an urgent plea for help. And so we're going to start in verse 20, and it says, "Reproach has broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for someone to take pity, but there was no one. And for comforters, but I found none." So we can tell that David is very sad. We can tell that he's looking for someone to confide in. So he confides in God. And he says, "They also gave me gall for my food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink." And then David knows of God's power, and he says, "Let their table become a snare before them, and let their well-being a trap. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and make their loins shake continually." David is very hurt by these people, and so he calls upon God to do these things to these people, and God in His infinite power is able to. But I love it at the end when David comes back in, and he says, "But I am poor and sorrowful. Let your salvation, O God, set upon me on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord, better than ox or bull, which has horns and hooves. The humble shall see this and be glad, and you who seek God, your heart shall live." So we know that David loves God, and we know that God loves David, but David recognizes the power that God has, and he calls upon God. I would also like to turn to Exodus. This is a song of the Israelites and Moses, and they are rejoicing because they have just come out of captivity. And so their song goes, I'm going to get to the page. There we go. Exodus 15, verse 1. "Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider He has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him. My father's God, and I will exalt Him." Moses and the Israelites are exalting God for the power that He has. And we saw the power. He parted the Red Sea. That's incredible. God parted a body of water. I'm still amazed to just hear this story. I would have loved to be there and just walk around facing the sea and then see fishes swimming around me. Oh, that would be amazing to see God's power. And we see it every day. We see it in ourselves. We see it in this planet. We see God's true power. I'm going to read one more verse tonight, and that's from Daniel. And it's from Daniel chapter 4. Let me get to Daniel. Daniel chapter 4, this is Nebuchadnezzar's praising to God. Nebuchadnezzar's praising to God, 34 to 37. "At the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored Him who lives forever. For His dominion is everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of earth. No one can restrain His hand or say to Him, what have you done?" 36. "At the same time, my reason turned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles restored to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol the honor of the King of heaven, who of whose works are truth, and his ways justice, and those who walk in pride, he is able to put down. Nebuchadnezzar, too, sees the power of God, and he says that he praises him, and I believe that he did. This is a very common lesson that we have, praising God for the power that he has. And it's very simply put that we need to give God the glory for what he has done for us. So I leave with one question, and it's for myself too. It is, during this week, can you honestly think about God? Can you think about the power that he has over us? And can you think about praising him in a way that is honorable to him? So that is my invitation.